It's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Mr. Siegel.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm fine. Call me Peter. Who's this?
My name's Matthew, and I'm calling from Flint, Michigan.
Oh, my goodness. So what do you do there in Flint?
I work down at the Flint Farmer's Market. I sell produce and baked goods.
Oh, that's great. I love a farmer's market. That's fabulous. How often does that happen?
3 days a week, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday.
Well, that's really great. Do you bake the goods yourself?
Yeah, I do the baked goods myself.
Well, that's fabulous. We'll look for you forever over there. Matthew, it's great to have you with us. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Matthew's topic?
Let me see your bobbies.
So, the British police are known for two things: always finding their man and funny-sounding sirens. This week we read about a Scotland Yard investigation unlike any other. Our panelists are going to tell you about it. Pick the one who's telling the truth and you'll win our prize, the voice of your choice, on your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
Yes, sir.
First, let's hear from Alonzo Bowden.
The reality show Britain's Got Talent was rocked by controversy leading to a police investigation, all because a Russian-born dancer's routines may have been a little too authentically Russian. As dancer Vlad Olinks advanced past the second and third rounds, there was a surprising upwelling of support for him on social media. The hashtag, WhyNotVlad, was tweeted out 175,000 times in the course of a single hour, with tweets reading, "It's time for Russian dance to take place as the best dance in Britain," and "Russian dance, much, much gooder than silly kilt dancing." Producer John Keane explains, quote, "We liked Vlad from the beginning, and we love that type of online popularity, which helps us market the show. But we noticed many tweets were coming from St. Petersburg and Moscow, which was a red flag, no pun intended. Then we looked at the time the tweets went out, and we realized they hit a peak 1 hour before he actually performed. Scotland Yard was called in, who called in MI6, as it may have been a foreign attack on the sovereignty of British talent competitions. At first, the counterintelligence experts thought it was silly, but then one anonymous agent said, quote, "We got a call from America's NSA asking why we were checking an address they were monitoring. Maybe it was the same fellows who hacked the American election. Maybe Russia's running their own talent competition for hackers." It still might have worked out, but whoever was running the hacking operation didn't plan on one thing: singer Deborah Bailey's rendition of "And I Am Telling You" in the semifinals. She blew Dancing Vlad right off the stage and right out of the show.
An investigation into a hacking attempt on Britain's Got Talent. Your next story of Law and Order and Tea and Crumpets comes from Tara Clancy.
In the tiny town of Withycombe, local police are investigating a mysterious case involving the chattels of local sheep farmer Percy Blaisby. On the morning of March 4th, Blaisby went outside shortly after dawn to find every last sheep in his flock of 30 dressed as lords and ladies in Elizabethan-era period costumes. "I was well shocked," says Blaisby. "The wigs and hats were easy enough to pluck off, but it took me most of the day to wrestle them out of their corsets." According to Somerset County PC James Adams, "This is a rather unusual case. I've not seen one like this before." No suspects have yet been identified. Despite his initial alarm, Mr. Blaisby did maintain a sense of humor over the incident, saying, "My flock looked like they could any minute break into a right proper production of As You Like It." Get it? Forget it.
Sheep being dressed in period costumes in Britain. That was a very good British accent, by the way, Tara. And your last story of an English investigation comes from Faith Saley.
It's one to stump Sherlock himself, the case of the hand in the cookie jar. The crime: on the 7th of May, 2016, in their London station, police constable Thomas Hooper is accused of stealing Inspector Sarah Blake's biscuits out of a storage cupboard at work, a tin of them with two tiers of biscuits. The motivation? Cookies are delicious. Recently, a local tribunal heard testimony on what has come to be known as Biscuitgate. The misconduct trial took 3 days. during which Hooper's defense attorney assured the panel the biscuits had been left out and there was zero evidence they were taken from a cupboard. Sticky-fingered Hooper himself testified that he had intended to share and replace the cookies, but his testimony crumbled when his cohort, Constable Johnson, an eyewitness, quoted the biscuit burglar as saying, "If someone was stupid enough to leave the biscuits out, then them." The chairwoman of the tribunal, Naheed Azjad, pointed out to Sarah Blake that an offer had been made to replace her biscuits, to which Ms. Blake replied with the understandable angst of a hungry victim, "By that time, the biscuits had been eaten. How was he going to put the biscuits back?" PC Hooper has been cleared of the allegations and has returned to full duties, presumably packing his own hobnobs and jammy dodgers.
All right, then. We've heard of these three stories. One of them is true, a real investigation by the British authorities. Was it from Alonzo Bowden, an investigation by British intelligence into the possible hacking of Britain's Got Talent by the Ruskies? From Tara Clancy, an investigation as yet unsolved into who might be dressing flocks of sheep in period costumes. And lastly, from Faith Staley, an internal affairs investigation of a police officer himself accused of stealing a tin of biscuits from the break room. Which of these is the real story in British crime fighting?
I'm going to go with Miss Staley's.
All right, you have chosen Faith Staley's story. To bring you the correct answer, we spoke to a reporter covering the real case.
A police officer in southwest London was put on restricted duty because he was accused of stealing a tin of cookies at night.
That was Rebecca Taylor, reporter for Sky News in the UK, talking about the case of the stolen cookies in the police headquarters. Congratulations, you were right. It was Miss Saley indeed who was telling the truth. You've earned a point for her and you've won our prize, the voice of your choice in your voicemail. Well done, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for playing, and if I'm ever in Flint, I'll look you up at the farmer's market.
Fair enough, Mr. Sagel. I'll have some baked goods for you.
That would be excellent, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I'm baking chocolate chip cookies. Because my chocolate chip cookies are irresistible.